Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on a Sunday morning. And for the benefit of those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our invitation this morning is Psalm 84, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord, Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yet even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. From your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Becca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you, O Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, dear folks. What are you looking for this morning? What do you want this morning? What do you want? Someone said grace. Somebody says want to hear God's word. Amen? Amen. Well, let me ask you, what do you think God wants from you this morning? That should be the question. What do you think he wants from you? Our obedience and our attention. Amen? And he wants our prayers. Prayers are important. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, hon. Indeed, he does. He does. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Lord, you are our creator. You're the one, Lord, who gave us all that we are, who made our bodies and enabled us to live on this earth, Lord. This morning, Lord, we give you honor and praise, and we lift you up, Lord, because you are certainly worthy of all our honor and praise. We give you honor and praise, O Lord Jesus, for being our Savior, being our keeper, and helping us in this journey. Bless this congregation, Lord. Enable them to know that you truly and truly love them. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Now stand up for a minute, shake your arms, and, you know, do what you do to make you feel good, and wave at each other, all right? Okay, now stand on one foot. Amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. For the right use of God's gifts, Almighty God, whose loving hand has given us all that we possess, grant us grace that we may honor you with our substance and remembering the account which we must one day give. May be faithful stewards of your bounty through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Good morning again, and let us go in prayer to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for bringing us here today that we may worship you in the presence of each other. And Lord God, we ask that you watch over everything that we do today and help us to be just as you would wish us. But Lord, we ask that you make our offering multiply to meet the needs of the community, whatever that means. We are stretching, in many cases, almost to the breaking point. But with your help, whatever we give will always be adequate. And we thank you for this, O Lord. In your name we pray.
congregation, please be seated. Years, huh? Wow. I don't feel a day over 70. Been a real blessing to be here. It was funny that I've been through so many pastors that have been here, and it's always been a great experience. Sometimes when I think about things like this, I think about all the people that I've actually lost in my choir and just different things like that. And it's been a number. But it's been a blessing to still be here and serving you, and I want to thank you. Thank you for having me. I hope you enjoy. This is my solo for tonight. This is Who Am I?
I'm not afraid to
Thank you, thank you.
This morning, scripture reading is 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, and Romans 12, 3 through 8. Okay, 1 Peter 4, verses 4 through 7 through 11. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. If anyone speak, they should do so as one who speak the very words of God. If anyone serve, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Romans 12, verses 3 through 8. For I say, through the grace of God given to me, to everyone who's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If it's prophecy, let us prophesy. If it's proportions in our faith or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortations, he who gives with liberality, he who lends with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thank you.
Please pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for all you have assembled here today. And we thank you especially for your messengers who are going to bring us your word. First of all, of course, let me bring up Pastor Ted as he gives us the message that we can remember and take to our communities. Lord, that is such an important thing for us to do. And at the same time, I bring to you Heather as she teaches our children. And so often, the message that she has for the children is so important to each of us. So, Lord, we thank you for the people you have designated to do this beautiful ministry and ask that you encourage them to do it just as you wish to be done. In your name we pray.
While Heather is coming with the kids, I just want to say thank you to all those that were able to come out and take part in our blood drive. It was a good blood drive. She hurt my arm, but that's all right. I was able to give. We had some folks that weren't able to give, but it's the thought that counts. Amen? We thank you for trying. Also, thank you so much for the Transforming Communities Network team who were there. Let's see, who's on that team? If you're on that team, stand up. Stand up if you're on that team. Frank, where are you? Hey, Randy, could you get Frank for a second?
I think he's
So here is our current Transforming Communities Network team: Frank Garcia, Sandra Boykins, Tessie Robinson, and myself. And we thank you so much for them, but we encourage you to join in with us as we seek to be a bridge to our community. Thank y'all. You can sit down. And we're always looking for more people to help, and we appreciate those that came out yesterday and helped us set up. Thank you.
Good morning. We're going to talk about gifts this week. What are gifts? Okay, that's a kind of gift. But what if I said that it wasn't necessarily a material thing? Do you know what I mean by material thing? Like something you can hold. What if I told you you have gifts? Do you have gifts? Do you know what your gifts are? You are all still young. It's kind of hard to know and learn. We as older people are still learning our gifts, but do you have a gift that you know of? What is it? Do you draw? You do. That is a wonderful gift. I always want to draw, but even my siblings have problems. That's a great gift. Do you have gifts? Soccer, you play soccer. That's a great gift. Do you have a gift? Still finding it? Can you think of any gifts that you have? No? Okay. Well, we have gifts, and everybody in the congregation helps with their gifts to make the church a church. So if we look around, the sanctuary, what kind of gifts can you see? Or what kind of gifts do you think there are? What are those people behind me? What do they do? Songs, they sing. So if I sing, goodness, the dogs might start howling, but that's okay. I still try, right? But not them. They sound beautiful, like angels. That's their gift. What does the piano? We have a piano player. That's her gift, right? Yep. And Pastor Ted, what does he do? He preaches, spreads the word, and that's his gift. And yesterday we had a community event, and all the people that headed that up, that was their gift, to come and get people, spread the word, help host it. Did y'all go to the Bible, Vacation Bible School? Yeah. There was a lot of people in there helping out with that. And that's a gift. So as we go in, we need to look for our different gifts. Because if we didn't have all those gifts, it might not be a fun place to come or a great place to worship, right? Because singing and listening, those are all great gifts. And we can find out what gifts we have, right? You're talking today? Yeah, I hear you. All right. So let's just keep in mind and think about the gifts that we all can offer. And even as children, we can offer different gifts. Let's say a prayer. You have one. What is yours? Love. That's a wonderful gift. Yes. All right. That's your gift? Speaking today? I love it. All right. Let's do it. Dear God, thank you for giving us unique gifts.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us to use them for your glory. Allow us to work with one another, recognizing that we are the body and you are the head. Thank you for your love. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a great week, guys.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, children. Thank you very, very much. Yeah. I would just like to say this one thing about this one particular person has an awesome gift in this church. And it's a gift that I become pretty familiar with, and I just thank her. But unfortunately, I'm not able to do that gift anymore. And I'm not picking on you, Virginia, but you make an awesome, awesome Mississippi mud pie. She does. And I couldn't help but think about it. All that good marshmallow, all that chocolate in there. But anyway, good morning. We all have gifts, amen? All of us have something that we can offer for the body of Christ. And in our scripture today, in 1 Peter chapter 4, starting at verse 7, Peter is going to explain something about our gift and what they are and what we can use them for. The title of our message this morning is Using Our Gifts For, or Using Our Gifts to Serve the Body of Christ. Now, you've got a gift. God gave each one of us something. When we became born again, He gave some of us something. Now, I don't know what that is, and you may not know what that is, but I can tell you this morning how you will be able to find out what your gift is. But He gave us all spiritual gifts, and He gave us gifts, and He gave us these gifts so that we might serve one another. He didn't give us a gift so we can hold it up in front of somebody's face and shake our fingers and say, look, I can do this or I can do that. He gave us those gifts so that those gifts would help to build up the body of Christ to serve one another. This is what he says. And Peter knew that things were getting tight back then. He says in verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 4, he says, the end of all things is near. Even then, they were thinking that the end time was coming. And then he says, be alert. Dear one, you must be alert. Be ready. And the reason why you want to be alert is because, and not only be alert, but you want to be a sober. You want to have a sober mind. Wow. Imagine that. A sober mind. So that you may be able to do what? So you can pray. Be alert. Be sober. So you can be pray. And why do you need to pray? Because the end is near. And then he says, above all, listen to this part, above all, love love each other deeply. Now, what in the world does that mean? That means that you've got to love your pastor, amen? You may not like him, but you got to love him. Amen? I may not like you, but I have to love you. Amen? And we must do that. That's not an option. That's a command from our Lord. He says, above all, love each other deeply. And why? Because love does what? Covers over a multitude of sin. What in the world does that mean? That means that I love you so much, the little things that irritate me, they don't irritate me, and I'm not going to hammer you for it. The things that you may do to hurt me, I'm going to love you. Amen? Boy, that just doesn't sound like the culture today, does it? But that's what the Bible teaches. That's what he teaches. He says, because this love will cover over a multitude of sin. One of the things about this love and the multitude of sin thing, who in the world, I can see your little halos all over your head. Who in the world covered your sins? Amen? Who covered my sins? It was Jesus covered. He covered those sins for us. So when you get to thinking you're all that, you know, remember, there was one who loved you and covered your sins. And then he goes on in verse 9 to say, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. I don't grumble. I don't complain. Yeah, I do too. You know, I think we all do. But Peter is saying here, we ought to offer hospitality to who? One another. And how do we offer this hospitality? Don't you know that hospitality is a gift in itself? That alone is a gift. Amen? It is. Offer hospitality to one another. And you got to do it without complaining. You ever heard somebody will just help somebody, and the more they help, the more they complain? You know? When I was a young man, I wanted to get a car so bad. But I had to get a cosigner. And I knew what that meant. That means I was going to have to go to Hodges Robinson, and I was going to have to ask him to cosign for me. Now, he didn't mind cosigning for me, but he grumbled and he complained about the whole time. You know, and I always said, you know, you cosigned for me, but you sure did grumble about. But he was grumbling to make sure that I was doing the right thing, and I understood that. He says, and then he goes on to say this in verse 10, and this is the heart of our message right here. Each of you, not just me, not just the Christian leaders, not just the pastor, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to do what? What are we using these gifts for? Anybody care to guess? To serve others. To serve others. You know, we use these gifts to serve others. How do you think a church functions? It functions. We are all different, have different gifts, but all those gifts, they come from one Spirit, one God. And all those things are given so that we might serve one another. We may build up the body of Christ. We may build up the kingdom of God, because Jesus is coming back pretty soon. Jesus, if you didn't hear that from anywhere else, you heard it from me this morning. He's coming back pretty soon. He says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. And we do this because we are faithful stewards, those who take care of what God has given us. You think God gave you all those beautiful gifts you have just so you could sit around and do nothing? No. And he didn't give it to you for selfish reasons. He gave it to you so that you could help others. Some of us have the gift of encouragement. We know how to encourage one another. Some of us have the gift of giving. We know how to give generously. Some of us can teach. Some of us can preach. All of us can do something. Amen? Sometimes a gift is just getting on your phone and says, hey, how you doing? We missed you today at church. You know, what can I do to help you? That is a gift. Some people, maybe they just like to go and knock on doors and say, hey, you know, I'd like to share this food with you. We got some extra. That is a gift. Whatever gift you have, whatever gift that you have, do it. Do it so that you can serve others. And he says, and not only that, he says, gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. God's grace comes in a whole lot of different ways, doesn't it, folks? The fact that we are sitting here today is a great example of God's grace. The fact that we are living and breathing this air is an example of God's grace. You got up this morning. You thought it was on your own. But guess what, folks? That was God's grace getting you up and putting your feet on the ground and getting you started. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. It comes in different forms. And he says, if anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. He said, and if you're going to serve, they should do so with the very strength that God provides. Here's something that you need to know about your gifts. Your gifts are no good. I'm sorry. They're good, but you cannot use those gifts effectively unless they are used by God, unless God is involved, unless the Lord enables you to use those gifts. What I'm trying to tell you this morning is you can do nothing without the Lord leading and guiding you and showing you what your gifts will be. And what's the purpose? Why do we do all of this? Why? What's our point here? What's my point this morning? My point this morning here is to tell you that you have gifts that God has given you and that you can use those to serve others. But the other point I want to make sure that you get this morning is the point of our gifts is to glorify God. That's what it's all about, folks. Glorifying Him. You see, sometimes we talk about our gifts and we try to be proud of what we have. And it's like they came through some kind of merit of our own, like we got them. But I got to tell you this morning, it was God. It was God. God has given us these gifts. He gave them to us so that He could develop us and to grow us and to make us mature in Christ so that we one day may become more like this our Lord. As I prepare to close this morning, notice I said I prepare to close. I'm not fixing to close. Anybody catch that? As I close this morning, I want to share with you some wonderful words from the Apostle Paul this morning. And this is in Romans 12, and it comes from verse 3. And if you have your Bibles, or you can look in the bulletin, I'd like for you to look at those verses with me and see. I want you to see where I'm going here. These are our gifts, and this is what we should do with these gifts that we have. Starting at verse 3, he says, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, listen to me, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Isn't that something? Some of us think we're all that in a bag of chips and even more. Amen? But the Bible tells us that we ought not to think that way. We ought not to think that. He says, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you. God has given each one of us a measure of faith. And we should think along those lines. Not of being proud, but of the grace that He's given us for these gifts. And verse 4 says, well, just as each of us has one body with many members. We got arms and legs and ears and noses. And these members, they do not have all the same function. Listen to me, and this is the body of Christ. So in Christ, we though we are many, form just one body. Dear one, there may be many of us in here this morning, and we may all have different gifts, and we may all can do different things, and we all look different, we act differently, we come from different cultures. But I got to tell you, there's one thing that makes us all unified, and that is our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ. We are his body. Amen? We are his body. And all the gifts that you have, all the gifts that he's given you, is to build that body up. We are the body. Christ is the head. We follow him. He gives us these gifts so that we might be mature and grow in Christ. Now, growing in Christ means that you've got to put up with each other. Amen? That means you got to put up with me. You got to put up with each other. You know, you got to love me. But you know what, folks? Putting up with folks ain't that bad. You know, when you put up with them, you get to learn a little something about them. Amen? And if you're real nice about it, and if you do it the Bible way, the people that you think get on your nerve, those may be the very people that the Lord has put in your life. I found this out the hard way. Put in your life to help you through this journey. This is a journey. It's a Christian journey. This world is not our home. We're headed on to somewhere else. And while we're here, dear ones, let us be mindful of the gifts that he's given us. Remember your vows in the Methodist Church. Remember those vows, that promise that you made when you joined. Your baptismal covenant. You said you would do what? You would serve the Lord or serve the church with your what? Your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service, and your witness. Please remember those. You made those vows. You made those promises. And guess what? The Lord has promised to be with you every step of the way. So don't you get discouraged or get afraid. Don't you let nobody break your stick. Don't let nobody tear you or break your stick. Ask some of these folks over in Sunday school this morning. They'll tell you about breaking your stick. Love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul, and he will direct your path. Don't fear the one who is able to kill both the body and the soul. Fear the Lord, but in a reverent fear, in a holy fear, that you're willing to obey and do whatever he wants you to do. Remember your gifts and use your gifts to serve the Lord. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts that you've given us. And I ask right now, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, those that don't know their gifts, we pray, Lord, that you would give them the spirit of discernment so that they may find those gifts and they may use them for the body of Christ. Bless each one, Lord, as we give the altar call this morning. We pray that hearts will be touched, and those that don't know their gifts, Lord, you will reveal it to them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation, would you please stand, please? Would you please stand? Stand with me. The greatest gift that has ever been given to humankind is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that gift was given by God the Father so that we might be reconciled to him. That is the greatest gift. That's the greatest gift that you could ever receive. And the invitation goes out to anyone this morning who may not have received this gift. Or maybe you're still seeking. Or maybe you just want to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Our hymn of invitation this morning is, Here I Am, Lord.
Out of Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I seek? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. people's pain. And with the love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my arms. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will get a peace for them, my hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember those who are unable to be here. And just for starters, Ken Austin, wow, it's a rare day that he isn't here. And one of the first things that he ever says, as soon as he sees me, he'll come down towards the front, and I meet him somewhere, and he says, how's he laying? You know, that's a pretty good guy. And Tom Kincaid, I really miss him. Well, I get to expand my gifts a little bit, and I apologize for my first prayers this morning. I can't see, you know, and one of these days someone will perfect whatever it is I need to do. But the last few days it's been a little rough, but we're working on it. And as we leave, let us remember everyone less fortunate than ourselves, including especially those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And John and Ted never fail to say how much I'm doing. I go and visit two people, as Homer Vargas, now that he's no longer able to be out and about. And it's a wonderful period of time, usually about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, with him and also Hector Martinez. They are both very wonderful men, and I get as much out of visiting them as they do out of me coming to see them. But it is a big thing to them that I get to spend a little time. And each of us, well, one of the things I intend to do today when I get home is get on the phone and encourage Tom a little bit, because I do miss him greatly. But be friendly and be safe. Let us join together again next week to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? Sent forth by God's blessing.
Sent forth by God's blessing, our true faith confessing, the people of God from this dwelling take leave. The service is ended, oh now be extended, the fruits of our worship in all who believe. The seed of our teaching, receptive souls reaching, shall blossom in action for God and for all. God's grace did invite us, and love shall unite us to work for God's kingdom and answer the call. With praise and thanksgiving to God ever living, the tasks of our everyday life we will face. Our faith ever sharing, our love ever caring, embracing God's children of each tribe and race. With your grace you bid us, with your light you lead us, unite us as one in this life that we share. Then all may the living, with praise and thanksgiving, give honor to Christ that night.